amongst Buddhist practices, methods, techniques to develop a peaceful mind, the supreme method is the meditation on emptiness. As Venerable Geshe Khalsa Gyatso Rinpoche says in his book, How to Transform Your Life, there is no greater method for experiencing peace of mind and happiness than to understand and meditate on emptiness. Since it is our self-grasping that keeps us bound to the prison of samsara and is the source of all our suffering, meditation on emptiness is the universal solution to all our problems. It is the medicine that cures all mental and physical diseases, and the nectar that bestows the everlasting happiness of nirvana and enlightenment. So, the topic of emptiness is a deep topic. It is a profound subject, and it's something that is easily misunderstood, especially if we haven't studied it. But nonetheless, given how effective it is, if we try to get even just some flavor of emptiness, it will give us a respite from worries and fears and anxiety in our mind. Now, at the moment, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of things that perhaps are troubling us. And if we can use wisdom, the wisdom understanding emptiness, it will help us to stop worrying. It'll help us to make ourselves happy and make others happy. In the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, in 8,000 lines, Buddha says, O Shariputra, do not be afraid when traveling in a country where there are many infectious diseases, but instead remember emptiness and recognize that both the diseases and the sick people lack inherent existence. Similarly, do not be afraid when traveling in a place where there are robbers and wild animals. So, of course, at the moment, we don't travel. We stay social distancing. We stay in lockdown. But we can implement this advice from Buddha to remember emptiness. So, how do we remember emptiness? Well, the most simple explanation that Buddha gave is he said, think that all phenomena are like dreams. So if we understand emptiness perfectly, it is the liberating path. We will awaken from the sleep of ignorance completely, and we will find unwavering freedom, a supreme permanent inner peace, as Buddha enjoyed. We can't expect that to happen immediately, quickly. We can't expect to understand the topic emptiness perfectly straight away. But I think we can find some immediate relief by just letting ourselves inhabit that idea. So think that all phenomena are like dreams. When we're dreaming, if we're having a bad dream, we're having a nightmare, say, we're in a dangerous situation in our dream, what we will do is whatever we would do if it was in our waking state. You know, some people will run, some people will hide, some people will fight, some people will call for help, some people will just be paralyzed by their fear and do nothing. We will do whatever we would do in the same circumstances in our waking state. None of those are the solution. And we know that because we've probably had dreams where we're running, but whatever it is we're afraid of catches up to us, or we're fighting, but we can never win. Our nightmares, we know that kind of experience. The thing that is the answer is to wake up, and we realize that was just a dream. That was just a dream. Now, there's a lot of subtlety around the topic of emptiness. So please don't think this is some sort of reckless, irresponsible way of escaping and pretending that nothing's happening. But for a moment, You know, we may want to enjoy that sort of peace. And in a later stage, maybe we'll realize emptiness deeply and understand all of its intricacies and subtleties. But even if we're new to the topic, it can be incredibly helpful just to take a moment where we disengage from the severity, from the seriousness, from the grasping with which we are engaging the situation that's appearing to us. So we can stop and we can think, as Buddha said, that this is just a dream. This is just a dream. This is just an appearance. It's not real. It's not actually happening. And mentally imagine that we are awaking from this frightening nightmare into a peace that is liberated from it. This is just karmic appearance arising, like a nightmare, like a bad dream. And just let ourselves relax. Let ourselves relax. Of course, when we complete our reflection, our meditation, things will appear as they've been appearing, most likely. But we may find that there's been an unburdening. There isn't this steadily accumulating tension. We've managed to interrupt that. We've managed to let that go. And so any technique that we use to let go, to clear the mind of whatever tension it's built up, is very helpful. This technique of meditating on emptiness will do that, even if we're a complete beginner. And of course, if we're able to go deeper and deeper and deeper into it, we will find the transcendental peace, the extraordinary liberation that Buddha came to enjoy.